Hey, everybody, welcome to another edition of Thrasher Opera House Presents, our great podcast here on Spotify and YouTube, where we get a chance to kind of learn about the groups and performers that are coming on in to perform at Thrasher Opera House in Green Lake. So happy to be joined today by Wynn from Reverie Road. Hey, Wynn, how are you?
I'm great, Jason. How are you?
Doing so well. Thank you so much. You've got
Good.
a great show coming up here in Green Lake in just a little bit of time. But as we talk about this, Reverie Road, kind of like this Celtic supergroup, right?
Well, thank you. But yeah, Reverie Road, it's going really well. It's a four piece, myself on fiddle, John Williams on accordion, one of my former bandmate in Solace. Katie Grennan on the fiddle, also a former fiddle player with the band Gaelic Storm, and then our good friend Utsaf Lal on piano. So yeah, that's the lineup. It's a that's the quartet that you'll see when we come out to see you guys on, I think it's February 9th.
Yes, correct. February 9th, 7:30.
Yeah.
You can grab tickets at thrasheropperahouse.com. Traditional Irish music, but so I think I read somewhere they said it was beyond the horizon of what Irish music is traditionally. What's that mean?
Well, that could mean anything, I guess. I would think that it probably means that we're, the CD, our new CD, which we'll have with us when we're out there with you guys. It's a self-titled CD called Reverie Road, and it doesn't just, represent the material, I should say, on the album. It doesn't just represent our Irish roots and our, strong Irish connections, obviously. That's most of us, with the exception of Utsaf, are steeped and have done loads of Irish music, work in the Irish music traditional world. But this is, I guess you could say it's a little bit of a departure because some of the material is, we have some French tunes on there, we have some Scottish tunes. Music from the Shetland Island. So it's a little bit of a departure in that sense. It's not just traditional Irish, and the sensibilities and the sort of passions of each individual member in the group, we pull from many different, or I should say we're attracted to many different genres of music. So that means the material that we compiled for this album represents that. It's very eclectic and although still firmly rooted in our traditional Irish background, I'd say, a large percentage of the album is traditional Irish tunes, but we have some newly composed original tunes from Katie and myself. And like I said, some really beautiful French waltzes, some a beautiful tune from the Shetland Islands, which is a set of islands north of Scotland. So it's very sort of Scottish, almost Nordic sounding. And yeah, a couple of others, a beautiful version of a French waltz that John features very strongly on the accordion, called the Indifference Waltz. So yeah, it's there's a lot of flavors on the new album, and it really does represent, like I said, each individual in the band's sort of eclectic backgrounds, and we're sort of it's like we're kind of all, contributing to the making of the soup, if you will, or the
Yeah.
stew. So everyone's bringing their own individual ingredients, but I'm really, really proud and sort of happy about the fact that the blend is kind of seamless as far as I can tell. It's not overtly it's not an overt departure. It's definitely more of a musical inclinations, if you will.
That's a great thing. You're headed out on tour here in just a little bit, from dates for the next couple of months. Plus, you've got this new release coming out as well. You got to be getting excited the fact that you're going to be able to unleash these tunes and to have these people kind of take this new music on in and experience the same joy.
Absolutely, absolutely, Jason. So like it's really a great experience, I should say. First off, being able to get out on the road and play together and do concerts. But especially when we have a new when any band has a new CD or a new piece of work, it's really exciting to share that with the audiences. And it's fresh, it's The band is excited about sharing these new pieces of music with everyone. And it's also kind of a fun challenge to reproduce and recreate what was recorded in the studio and what's on the CD, and then try to translate that to the live performance or to the stage, you know, in a live situation with a live audience. So that's a really exciting process for us, and I would say for most ensembles, most musicians, like translating the recorded version to the stage. So we're really excited. We've done a few shows already. We started our tour on the East Coast last week, had a few dates out here, and it went really well. And we're just really looking forward to getting out on the road with the new album and, you know, seeing loads of people that we haven't seen in a while. I think I've been to the Thresher Opera House many times with Sullis before in the past.
Yeah, I think I did some of my research. Last time you were here was maybe 2016, somewhere around that area.
Right. Yeah, that sounds about right. That would have been Sullis's 20th anniversary tour. Mm-hmm. So that sounds about right. And yeah, we were there a couple of times before that over the years. And so this will be Reverie Road's first appearance at the Thrasher. And we're just really excited and actually grateful for you guys for having us. Yeah.
Yeah, we always love having, you know, different traditional styles of music come into the space, and just to kind of get that out in front of our audiences, and you know, just kind of, you know, give a little rundown of maybe what the show, what you're going to feature, and what our audience can kind of expect.
Well, it's going to be, I know it's going to be a really beautiful evening of music and, you know, just shared experience, right? So the material off the album will reflect on the stage that night. Like we'll include 90% of the album in the concert, and there's like lively dance tunes. There's more somber, slow sort of airs. A really nice sort of collection, varied collection. There, like I said before, the French waltzes. So it's an opportunity for the audience members to sort of take a journey with us to all these different places, musically and even just geographically speaking, mm-hmm. like and culturally speaking. And you know, hopefully we will do our best to have a really beautiful evening. And I know if our past shows and more recent shows are anything to go by, it'll be really wonderful and a beautiful evening. I can't wait for everyone to meet the band, and you know, especially meet Utsav, our pianist, who has a really amazing background. He was born in New Delhi in India, but he spent his formative years growing up in Ireland. So he has a really great combination. He's just an amazingly beautiful pianist, but his background and his inclinations, you know, they lean toward the raga Indian classical piano music, but he also has a really great connection to Irish culture because he spent his formative years growing up in Ireland. And then he went to school in Scotland at the Royal Academy of Music and made his way over to the United States, where I met him at the New England Conservatory in Boston. And so, yeah, he's just a really well-rounded, well-traveled, beautiful musician, beautiful human. That goes for all the members of the band. Really, really just very gorgeous people and great musicians. So I know it's going to be a beautiful night.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it coming up on Friday, February the 9th. We're talking with Wynn from Reverie Road. They want to find out more details about Reverie Road. How do they do so?
They can go to our website, www.reverieroadmusic.com, and everything's up there. Our tour dates, some snippets of videos, little snippets of the tracks from the album, bios of the band, bios of each individual band member. Yeah, so it's reverieroadmusic.com.
Wonderful. And we'll have CDs available that night for people to pick up with the new music as well?
Yes, we will. We'll have our merch table set up with CDs and loads of other fun things, USB ports. If you don't want the whole album, you can buy little USB ports that have a couple of tracks on it. The new album will be with us. We have T-shirts, and we're just really excited to spread the Reverie Road love to everybody.
Hey, Wynn, thank you for your time today. Certainly do appreciate you joining us here on the podcast, and we'll see you in a few weeks.
Oh, you're so welcome, Jason. Thank you so much for having me. And we look forward to seeing everyone out there at the Thrasher on the 9th of February.
Thanks
Thank
so
you so
much.
much.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks, Jason.